Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, the program which highlights positive developments at the secondary level. On today's program, we stop in at Donald Quarry and B.B. Koch High Schools, where students are enjoying new classroom facilities. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to hear more. Elimination of the shift system remains a key component of the Ministry of Education's plans to transform the sector. Steps were recently taken to help two more schools put the shift system behind them. These are B.B. Koch High in St. Elizabeth and Donald Quarry High in Eastern St. Andrew. Both schools recently saw the construction of additional classroom facilities, much to the satisfaction of staff and students. Let's begin with Donald Quarry High. Three classrooms have been built at the school at a cost of $12 million. The classrooms were dedicated in a ceremony at the school on November 17. This is the first phase of a long-term plan for the construction of a three-story classroom block.
Architectural and engineering drawings have been concluded for the construction of an additional 21 classrooms, seven of which we hope to be constructed and in place for September of 2016. The construction of these three classrooms is a step closer to that dream.
Principal Talbert Weir. School Chairman Christopher Burgess says students are already demonstrating marked improvement in several subject areas, and he is confident that the increased contact hours facilitated by the school's removal from the shift system will generate even better results.
Indeed, our math passes have improved almost 400% from 9 to 48 in 2015. And English has improved 80% from 31 passes to 54 passes. But the dream of better contact time and longer contact time does remain somewhat elusive. And these three classrooms go a long way in bringing us closer to that dream.
He is appealing for support from interested parties, especially past students, in helping the school fast-track the construction of the new classrooms. Speaking at the classroom opening ceremony, Member of Parliament for the constituency in which Donald Quarry is situated, Damian Crawford, announced a special gift for the school's senior students.
That gift is $700,000 worth of 1-on-1 mathematics, English and chemistry classes for all 11 graders to access on your smartphone the full curriculum of CXC Math, English, and for those who are interested, physics and chemistry.
Mr. Crawford also encouraged the students to focus on their studies and to aim for excellence as they move forward in their educational journeys.
Remember, students, technology has replaced muscle, and so brain power is now the main power.
Meanwhile, over at B.B. Koch High, a new block of classrooms was officially opened at the school on November 12. The new classrooms will help address space challenges brought on by the recent removal of the school from the shift system. The $40 million block will add 8 new classrooms to the school's compound. Principal Evadne Legister is grateful to all the persons who assisted the school in constructing the new classroom block.
Thank you, staff members. Thank you, students. And to the parents who pushed us on and said, don't give up. We want this single shift. We'll work with you. Thank you very much.
She was also thankful to the Ministry of Education for its efforts to help the school make the transition into a single shift.
I can say that the present generation in Southeast St. Elizabeth and across Jamaica and the generations who are to come and that are to come, they owe you a wealth of gratitude.
With the strong steps towards a future away from the disadvantages of the shift system, Ms. Legister is urging Jamaicans to listen out for more good things which are bound to come out of the school in the near future. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity involving high schools, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm. or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.